From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on the Palestinians not to insist on any preconditions for a resumption of peace talks with Israel. The Palestinians want a halt to construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank.
On settlements, there's never been a precondition. There's never been such an offer from any Israeli government.
Clinton met separately today with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Also today, she said if Afghanistan's opposition leader, Abdullah Abdullah, pulls out of the upcoming runoff with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, his withdrawal will not affect the legitimacy of that election. NPR's Jackie Northam has that story.
Secretary Clinton played down the decision by Dr. Abdullah Abdullah to pull out of Afghanistan's runoff election scheduled for next week. Clinton said it was Abdullah's decision to make and that this type of thing happened in other countries, she said, including the U.S. But Clinton was firm that Abdullah's decision would not affect the legitimacy of the runoff election. Secretary Clinton said just the fact that Karzai agreed to the runoff election without knowing what the outcome would be bestowed legitimacy on the second round, and that in no way did Dr. Abdullah's decision take away from that. Having a stable, legitimate government in Afghanistan is seen as critical to the Obama administration's plans to implement a new strategy there. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In California, officials have suspended fishing and shellfish harvesting in part of the San Francisco Bay after an oil tanker spilled hundreds of gallons of fuel into the water there. The residents are being advised to avoid some area beaches. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Coast Guard officials are using skimmer boats to scoop up fuel in an area about 2.5 miles southeast of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. The spill occurred Friday morning as a Panamanian tanker was being refueled. Coast Guard officials point to mechanical problems as the likely cause of the spill. Though the spill was not a massive one, environmentalists are concerned that migratory birds could get mired in oil, leading to poisoning or hypothermia, and they're worried that oil could wash ashore in sensitive habitats. This incident comes roughly 2 years after a container ship sideswiped the Bay Bridge, spilling more than 50,000 gallons of oil into San Francisco Bay. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
President Obama says although numbers out this week show the U.S. economy grew in the quarter that ended in September, there's still a long way to go before the recovery is stable and enduring.
The economy we seek is one where small businesses can flourish and entrepreneurs can get the capital they need to plant new seeds of growth. The economy we seek is one that's no longer based on maxed out credit cards, wild speculation, and the old cycles of boom or bust, but rather one that is built on a solid foundation.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly radio and internet address today. He said economic growth is no substitute for job growth. This is NPR News. A top Coast Guard official says the search will go on for the 9 crew members missing since a Coast Guard plane crashed into a Marine helicopter in midair off the coast of Southern California on Thursday night. Rear Admiral Joseph Castillo says the crew members could still be alive if they survived the crash, given the gear that they had and their physical training and condition. Transit workers in Philadelphia have agreed to put off a strike deadline and not walk off the job just hours before the start of Game 3 of the World Series this evening. David Nogueras has more.
With the potential threat of a transit strike now averted, the biggest threat to Game 3 seems to be the rain clouds, which have been hovering over Philadelphia all day. The National Weather Service is calling for more showers tonight, but for the moment, the game is still a go. With the series tied at one win apiece, lefty Cole Hamels will try to regain the momentum for the Phillies. Despite being last year's World Series MVP, Hamels has struggled this year. He's 1-1 in this year's playoffs. For New York, it will be veteran lefty Andy Pettitte on the mound. Pettitte is pitching in his 8th World Series, and with his pennant-clinching victory over the Angels of Anaheim, he's now the all-time leader in postseason wins. Pettitte will have to shine not just on the mound, but in the batter's box as well. National League rules do not allow for a designated hitter. For NPR News, I'm David Nogueras in Philadelphia.
Workers at Ford Motor Company have overwhelmingly rejected contract changes that would have allowed the company to reduce its labor costs further. Union leaders had supported the changes, which included freezing the pay of newly hired workers. Ford said it needed the changes to equalize some of the advantages realized by GM and Chrysler when they got some concessions from the union last spring. This is NPR News.